Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, ask me anything. Fiona Fitzsimons, who is a census expert and genealogist with us here on the programme today. Fiona, good afternoon. How's things?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Really good.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming in to us. You were here to answer listeners' questions. You might just explain, first of all, what do you do?
Gosh, how do you sum it all up?
Yeah.
As a genealogist, the core of what I do is my historical skills. So I research, I interpret, and I present information, either as written reports or I deal directly with the public.
Yeah.
We have the Irish Family History Centre at Epic, and there we engage every single day. We're open 7 days a week. So we engage with the public, people coming in for consultations or coming in to commission research. I also, part of my job is further engagement through education. So I have an evening course in Trinity College Dublin where I teach other people the genealogical skills that I have acquired myself.
How did you get into this?
I got into it as a graduate student. I was looking for a way of earning money.
Yeah.
You're never as broke as when you are writing, when you're writing your thesis. So that was the case. And rather than doing three or four different jobs simultaneously, yeah, I thought by offering a genealogy service, it was a way of focusing on the skills that I was honing anyhow.
Okay.
And turning it into cash money. So rather than going out and waitressing or bartending, like a lot of my friends and colleagues did, I was able to...
That's what you did.
Yeah. Able to keep focused in the archives.
Listener questions coming in for you, Fiona. Keep your voice notes, keep sending them in. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Sean has sent in this one.
Hi, Fiona. Which records are most important to start with? Should I use my passport or birth cert?
Sean, that's an interesting question. I think the most important source to start with is actually not a document. It's your parents. Talk to your parents, talk to your grandparents, ask them for the stories. In family history, we use four sources. We use the oral traditions, family stories passed down. We use archival documents. We use material culture. By that I mean gravestones, letters, postcards. Mm. And then recently we've begun to use DNA.
Okay.
So genetic genealogy is a thing now.
So that's all of these components help in looking back over somebody's...
All of these, but all of these together. But when you're starting, start by sit down and talk to your folks.
Okay.
To your parents.
This voice note from Anthony.
Hi, Fiona. How has the census changed over the years?
Oh, Anthony, that's actually one of my favourite questions. I love the census. It's just that
I love the
that
census
keeps on
as
giving.
Well. I love the information that you find out.
It's so fascinating. It's literally just a photo. It's a snapshot of a moment in time.
Yeah.
The Irish census was always, it actually led the pack right the way across Europe, right the way across America. Our census commissioners, they understood the power of big data from really early on, from the 1840s and 50s. So they began asking questions, things about hereditary conditions, things that ran in families. But they also asked questions like, they looked at and were interested in the decline of the Irish language. In the 1911 census, they asked, they're interested in women's fertility. And so they ask, how many children did a woman give birth to in the current marriage? And how many of those are still living? That's an interesting question, because I've seen women, including my own great-grandmother, she had 18 children, and by the 1911 census, six of them are dead.
Okay. So this is why it's important. It's the information gathering and, I suppose, the decisions that can then be made as a result of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of hospitals and where we place things and schools, etc. All that goes with it.
That's absolutely key. And Sir William Wilde, who was a medical doctor, also Oscar Wilde's father, he was one of the census commissioners. So in a sense, that kind of understanding how big data could actually determine state planning, but particularly medical planning.
This question from key. Andy.
Hi, Fiona. Have you ever mixed up someone's family history?
I'd hope not. How good's the record keeping?
No, for the simple reason that as you go along, you are checking and you're, in a way, almost recalibrating yourself at every step. I'll tell you what happens really often, though, is people come to us and they themselves confuse the generations. So they might say that their grandmother was married to their great-grandfather. And so sometimes the very first thing that I have to do is I have to actually unpick. I have to tease apart the error that has been made.
Yeah, so that's just time. Maybe, as you said, maybe chatting to the family, you might figure that out in advance. Lee has this query for you.
Hi, Fiona. Have people ever been reunited with relatives they never knew?
Lee, absolutely all the time. And that's especially the case now with genetic genealogy. Yeah, I've worked with people. Sometimes they know what it is they're working towards. Sometimes they're simply searching for a birth parent a family that might not be aware of them.
Do they often find that out, you know, like with maybe no prior knowledge that comes as a surprise? Or do they typically go in maybe suspecting there might be?
That's curious. I'd say most people know, even if they haven't been told that they are adopted, that they're not from the family. There's always something there. There's kind of one of the things as a genealogist, now I've got almost 40 years standing. One of the things that I have learned to look for is the silences.
Okay.
What are the silences in a family history? And you skirt around some of those and you begin to find that's where the interesting stories are.
Yeah.
And that's where I begin to dig.
Okay. Alicia has this question for you.
Hello. Have you ever discovered anything that you knew would bring drama to a family?
Yes, I have.
I'd say a lot of the time, yeah.
I have. And I can't always speak freely about that. I think that sometimes it's proximity. If a story is very close, if a story is scandalous or if it's something which might cause hurt, the closer it is to the person who is looking, the more likely they are to find that very dramatic. Mm. Whereas people actually like a whiff of scandal if it's maybe, if they've got the distance of two or more generations, or even if it's a collateral line, like a great uncle.
Okay, yeah, but when it's close to you, it's going to be difficult.
Question
wondering, how useful are the DNA and genealogy sites to your work?
I think DNA now is absolutely essential. It's one of the key sources that we use in family history. Genetic genealogy is the use of DNA testing alongside traditional research that we do. And we use it to trace family relationships and ancestry. So it sits at that intersection of biology and historical research.
Yeah, okay. Claire has this voice note for you.
Have you ever linked somebody back to a really famous relative?
I have. Sometimes happily, sometimes not so happily.
Really?
In 2013, when we were researching Tom Cruise, we were commissioned to research Tom Cruise's ancestry. And we traced a living relative here in Dublin. And we contacted her. Now, the one thing we were asked for was not to reveal who he was, because he wanted to be met on his own terms.
Yeah.
So she was going to meet him. He wanted her to meet her because he was related. And the lady told us in no uncertain terms she had absolutely no interest in meeting this person, this unknown American. And of course, it was all over the news when we met him and gave him his family history. And the next day we got an irate phone call from the same lady.
To say,
why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me who it was? But he didn't want it known who he was in advance. That's fascinating.
That was the one thing we were asked, yeah.
Yeah, really interesting. Stephen has this question for you.
Hi Fiona, should I take a DNA test? What can it realistically tell me?
Gosh. Well, there are three types of DNA tests. Autosomal, that's the most common. That's inherited from both parents. And you can use that to find relatives on both sides. That's effective back to about five or six generations. Then there is the Y-DNA. That's the DNA that's passed on from a father to a son. That can take you back literally hundreds, possibly even over 1,000 years. And mitochondrial DNA, which is the DNA which a mother passes on to all her children. That allows you to trace the mother's line, so your mother's 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 mother. And again, you can go back thousands of years with this. What can a DNA test...
What can it realistically tell you?
What can it realistically tell you? It can tell you previously unknown relatives. It can tell you, it can confirm family relationships. It can tell you about migration patterns. It can give you clues to break through gaps in the archival record. And it can give you ethnic and geographic ancestry estimates.
Okay, we have another voice note in from Kevin.
This is Kevin here. Could you ask a genealogist? I've heard before that the Irish DNA is quite unique. Is it because of its widespread diaspora from here to US, with half the presidents being Irish, except for the present one? Thank you very much. Bye.
That's a really interesting
one.
I've talked to Professor Dan Bradley about this. Dan Bradley is Professor of Genetics in Trinity, and he has looked at ancient Irish DNA. I think it's Irish DNA is unique for the simple reason that Ireland was fairly isolated. It was an outlier in the northwest of Europe. We have more migration out of the country than migration into the country. Although we're actually beginning to question that now. But because of that, you find, I suppose, more endogamy, so more intermarriage, so that kind of close connections between families.
In Ireland?
In Ireland, right. I'll tell you something really cool about traveller DNA. Travellers are descended from the earliest Irish settlers, so taking back 8,000 to 10,000 years, but travellers broke away from the main population about 50 generations ago. So about, that's roughly about 1,000. And there's a few continuous breakaways after that. But that to me is fascinating. How could they survive and support themselves? And of course, there's a theory that travellers may have been, they may have been the metal workers. You know, when you go into the National Museum in Kildare Street, they may have been the group that actually provided that specialist metalwork.
Interesting question, I think, from Alan, because I don't know the answer to this. What is the correct term for your grandfather's brother? Is it a great uncle or a grand uncle? I've often heard people discuss this, actually.
I've used both, but I call my, I call him Uncle Willie.
Yeah.
Because that's the informality of Irish families.
Yeah.
That in a way your cousin is your cousin.
Brother, yeah. So he's, so is he, so he can be great and grand uncle, can he?
He can be both great and grand, which is a very Irish solution.
Isn't it? Yeah, the word grand. Absolutely fascinating. You're based at the Irish Family History Centre at Epic. That's somewhere people can go to find out more information, Fiona, as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Irish Family History Centre is open 7 days a week and we do consultations. If people want to actually meet the genealogy team. We have a team of qualified genealogists there and we also take commissions for research. But we're involved in a lot of other things as well. Just recently we worked with Jen Baldwin, an American genealogist, A Family History Of, a podcast about the famine. And I just saw that reviewed when I was sitting in reception in the Irish Examiner. So it's getting getting good coverage.
Just final one. Is it just Irish people who use the term first cousin once removed?
I think it's probably just Irish people and genealogists as well.
Yeah.
I went on a road trip with my fifth cousin about 2 years ago. So this is what I love about Irish families and Irish, just being Irish, that kind of informality.
Looking for the connection.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. Fiona Fitzsimons, who is with the Irish History Centre at EBIC, a genealogist, census expert. Fiona, thank you so much for joining us here on Ask Me Anything here in Lunchtime Live this Friday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.